Okay, if not, then I'd like to go to my message to you. My scripture reading is in James 3, starting at the 13th verse. James 3, 13. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior and his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words of wisdom and hope. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless our service, bless the words and thoughts that are expressed, and help them all to help us as you would have. And in the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we commit these things. And amen. My text is that verse 18 of James 3. And let's look at it. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. If you just imagine the peacemakers of this world, God loves the peacemakers. And those that love peace and go to promote peace, they, by doing so, sow seed. And this seed bears fruit of the ones that are the workers of peace. And this fruit is righteousness. Righteousness is what is bore, what is harvested from the ones who are peacemakers, who sows the seed of righteousness. I know all of you are quite aware that this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. We have a lot to remember. We have a lot to give thanks for. And you know the number one person that we should focus on in giving honor to those things that He has brought is our loving Father God. He delivers us. He sustains us. He will carry us through and be with us through all things that come to us. We should always remember Him and all of the wonderful things that He's done for us in this weekend of remembrance. I don't know if y'all have heard of the late Sam Levinson. Has anybody heard of him before? He was born in 1911. He died in 1980. He was a humorist. He was an author. He was quite much in the know and in the scenes, in the late 50s. When 40s and 50s, when television came in real strong. The late Sam Levinson said, "My wife and I and our children like to believe that God still dwells in our house. So we feel that it is only proper that on the Sabbath we should return the courtesy of visiting him in his house. I thought that was wonderful when I read it. The remembrance of God and him being prevalent in the home, and of him in his creation, creating the Sabbath for mankind to lead and to guide and to direct, to provide that one day in each and every 7-day cycle, God provides the one day that we are to set aside as holy, as special, that we should focus our hearts and our minds on what he has done, what he means to us, what he does for us. That's where our focus should be. This one day, this Sabbath, on our Almighty Heavenly Father and his creative works. This too is the expression of the psalmist, who says in Psalms 42 and 4, I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise. You know, when we come to the Sabbath, we should forget the troubles of the moment. We should forget the negatives of life. And we should just turn our all focus on the loving God and of his plan for all of mankind. Today, my message to you is entitled, Remember, to Remember. It's interesting to me that that word remember was used in the fourth commandment in the royal law of God to all of mankind. He chose only that one commandment to say, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Let's look at Numbers 15 and 39. Today I'd like for you to think about that word remember. How important it is that God chose to use it in directing our attention to there is a day that is different from all others in the week. It occurs every 7 days, and our Father God saw fit to rest on that day himself, setting the example for all of mankind. And there's other places in the Bible where that word remember directs special focus. Numbers 15 and 39. Let's go back one verse before that. Give a background. Speak to the sons of Israel and tell them that they shall make for themselves tassels on the corner of their garments throughout their generations, and that they shall put on the tassel of each corner a cord of blue. It shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of the Lord, so as to do them and not follow after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you played the harlot. Do you see the Bible pointing out the tassels that are placed on certain garments? There's tassels that are just hooked on a belt. But there's tassels that can be put on any of the garments. And the whole purpose of the tassel is to turn our focus back to spiritual. Turn our focus back to God and His plan for mankind. And when you look at the tassel, you see it, you feel of it, you see within the tassel the cord of blue. Blue is special in the Bible. When you see that, then you're supposed to remember all the commandments of the Lord, and not only remember them, but to do them. And not only that, to know that you're not supposed to constantly be turning your whole attention and time to the things that you have to do, to the work of the day, to the plan of the day, but you should turn your focus and attention to that which God made for mankind. And He made His commandments as a guide to guide our daily life, to guide all of mankind, so we will not be so focused selfishly, but that we will think of God and His way and our neighbor and what's going on in his life. And if we can do something to help our neighbor, then God says we should do it. Look out not just for your own affairs, but to help your neighbor. Let's look at Deuteronomy 8 and 18. In thinking about all that God does for us and the blessings that He brings to us, His blessings are many, and they're many and varied. Deuteronomy 8, 18, "But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who is giving you power to make wealth, that He may confirm His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day." Do you see? God had a covenant in Moses' day. It was His royal law, the Ten Commandments. It was His guide for them at that time and all throughout all of history. The royal law of God to mankind. And just as He had that covenant in Moses' day, He has a covenant in our day. And it has been that since God's plan of Jesus Christ, His Son, His only begotten Son, dying on the cross, so that the penalty of death would be satisfied, so that the sacrifice of animals would be ceased. God had a plan. And He wants us to remember what His plan is for us and for all of those who would turn their hearts and their minds to Him. Our work, our skills, our job, the money that we get by doing what it is that we do in life, that God gave us skills for, it is He who makes this possible, and not something that we brought about by ourselves. We need to always be aware of that. It is He who is giving you power to make wealth, and it is He that sustains you in this world today, gives you what is necessary to take your next breath. Without Him, we might not have that next breath. We need to remember our Heavenly Father and His love for all of mankind, for His love particularly, especially to us as individuals. Let's look at Psalms 103 and 18. Psalms 103 and 18. Back up just a little bit. To those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. We need to remember that God had covenants through many points in history. He has a covenant today, and it is that he is writing his laws on our heart and writing them in our minds, that we won't have to wonder about God and what he wants of us, what he is like. We have his word and we have his Holy Spirit. And this is his covenant today to us, that he writes these on our hearts and our minds. And we don't have to ask, who is God? What's he like? What does he want of us? Why did we come into this world? What is his purpose for us? He makes known this to us. That's part of his covenant as we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and as our Lord. The Lord has established his thrones in heaven, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's look at Jeremiah 31 and 34. And speaking of this covenant that we are under now, this is our covenant. It has been since Jesus Christ came to this world. Jeremiah 31, 34. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, and I will remember no more. That's part of the new covenant. And it's the new covenant for us today. Let's look at Exodus 3 and 15, and we will see that there is something said about a memorial to God. Exodus 3 and 15. God furthermore said to Moses, thus ye shall say to the sons of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations. And right before that, let's go to the... Then Moses said to God, behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, and then we have... God gave his name as the great I am. And when people talk about exactly what this name is, that's where the name Yahweh comes in. That is specifically God's name, separating him from who otherwise would be talked about as gods, even though there are no gods but one, and that is Yahweh. Still, to the world, there are false gods. There are pagan gods. There are gods made of all kinds of material and thought up by many men around the world. But we know, to us, there is only one true living God, and this is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We need to remember. We need to remember God has important things for us to do, important things for us to know, important things for us to be able to convey to others. We need to remember God's gift of wisdom. He had it for Samson, but he has it for us today. And he's more than willing to give us all the wisdom that we will ever need. The truth, his holy new covenant, is all things that we need to remember that God has for us. We need to remember that he has gifts that cannot be bought with money. They are gifts of God, and they are absolutely free, without cost. If our heart is right, if we're sincere with what we hear and what God brings to us, God has the gift of salvation. It's free to all. It's available to all. We cannot buy it. It can't be purchased. But salvation is God's plan for mankind. It's that which, when we accept, brings us into the family of God. It also brings to us a life beyond this life. It brings to us the words of Jesus Christ himself that says, "Those that believe in me shall never die." Isn't that wonderful words Jesus himself said? You shall never die as you believe in me. And exactly what Jesus meant by those words was, we may draw our last breath of this natural life, but that is not the end. The end is not the natural death of all of mankind. Except, of course, if we are fortunate enough to live until Jesus Christ comes back to this earth. But it will be as a blink of an eye. It will be so fast. That's how the Bible describes it, as the blinking of an eye. From the moment in which we draw our natural last breath to the next awakening moment out of asleep, when we see Jesus Christ coming back to this earth and us rising to meet him in the air. That is God's gift of salvation, his plan. And his plan includes eternal life. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to purchase it. It's God's plan that we live forever and ever with him for all eternity. God's special gift to lead us and guide us through this life is his Holy Spirit. And I think if anybody could say that they have not felt God's Holy Spirit in this service today, I would say something is wrong. I've certainly felt his His Spirit. It may be few of us this morning, but Jesus Christ Himself said that where just two or three are gathered together in My name, I will be there. And He certainly has been here this morning. And He's been here with His Holy Spirit. In closing, I would like to go to Isaiah 12 and start at verse 1. Wonderful words of God to us. Then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to You, O Lord, for although You were angry with me, Your anger is turned away, and You comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Therefore, You will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation. I think He's talking about the springs from which you will never thirst again, as Jesus told the woman. And in that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known His deeds among the people, make them remember that His name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for He has done excellent things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitant of Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Aren't those wonderful words? They're words that lets us know we should never hold our peace in letting the world know, in letting others know, our neighbors know, that there is an almighty, loving Creator God that wants the best for mankind and has a plan that is far above any other that man could ever imagine. Let's let others know that we need to remember there's a loving God that has an ultimate plan for mankind to live by. And it involves remembering His love for us, His works for us, and remembering His special day of worship for us to Him. Let's all stand together and let's read our blessing in Numbers 6:24. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.